All right, everybody, good morning here on Fox in the Road. Welcome aboard, and we have a very packed show for you today. We talk about the New York City Marathon, which, of course, is taking place this weekend on Sunday. We're going to be joining us will be one of the participants, and that's Julio Perez of New Brunswick. He is joining with the 2024 New York Marathon Team TCS Teachers, their program created by Tata Consultancy Services to celebrate the transformational impact of educators by offering them VIP entry to some of the world's most iconic marathons. And just this year, Team TCS Teachers, they featured nearly 100 educators running five notable marathons across in three countries. And since 2018, 350 teachers have run Team TCS. So joining us from New Brunswick is Julio Perez. Julio, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I'm excited for this run. So, and, you know, to be representing the teachers. So,
First of all, you know, Julio, tell us more about how you got involved with Team TCS.
I always wanted to do the New York Marathon, so I was looking for ways to run it. The past 5 years, I've been trying to get in through the lottery system, but you know, that's one in how many people in the world that actually want to do the run, and I never got in. So I was trying to find other ways to get in. And then I found TCS teachers, and you know, at first I was like, oh, it's only for teachers. But then I read the fine print in it, and it was actually for anyone that works at a school. And I'm actually not a teacher. I'm a custodial. I'm the head custodian here at the school, and I'm actually the first custodial to ever apply and to ever actually run with them, which is an honor to run for the teachers. You know, they do a great work in our school and pretty sure all around. You know, so it's a profession that I have parents that are teachers myself, and my sister worked at a school, actually this school for years as well. So I'm greatly involved with teachers. The funny thing is that I saw the application for it. It was based out of three essays that we had to write. And you know, and it was pretty much like, what got you involved into running? What inspired you to run? Those kind of questions. And I have a friend teacher that she is actually a runner herself. And we both applied and we both got in, which was amazing. The way that they did it is they had five different people from TCS pick 1,000 applications that they had. And out of those 1,000, 25 to 30 of us got picked. We were not in the same batch. So, you know, someone picked me, someone picked her from somewhere else. And then when they got together, that's when they find out that we were from the same school, which it was amazing. Because when they came to tell us, it was like, you know, it was both of us there, you know, being all surprised. And it was a great way to get in, and I'm really thankful for our TCS teachers to give us this opportunity. You know, with the VIP, everything, you know, it's just amazing.
When did they come to you and give you the information that you were going to be in this race?
They came to us, like last spring.
Okay.
Yes, because it was right before the end of the school year type of thing, almost summer. So they gave us enough time to like train and everything. Me being the custodial, though, I didn't have a lot of time to train in the summer. During the summers when we mainly do all the work. And in this particular school, I work at a Greater Brunswick Charter School, which is a smaller school. So in my case, I take care a lot of like pretty much anything that has to do with outside work as well. So if we got to do HVAC systems, we change lights this year and all that stuff. All that outside work, I also had to plan. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just, you know, here doing custodial. I also had to plan a lot of other things. So I was real busy this summer. I didn't get to train as much as I wanted to, but I think I'm ready. I'm real ready for this. And my friend teacher, she actually got to use the whole summer to train. This is her first marathon ever. Mm-hmm. So you know, so it'll be great. I was glad that she had the whole summer to train. You know, she's looking forward to it too as well. And you know, we're real thankful for this.
And what's her name? And if you're allowed to throw her name out there, I'm not sure. Yes.
It is Eugenia. Her last name, I'm gonna shut up. I can't I can't pronounce the last name.
That's fine. We're going to go with Eugenia. That's fine. So So the two of you from the same school in getting a chance to run in this race, that is incredible. That's an incredible story just in and of itself.
Yes, 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 it is. Yeah. So we've been training together and stuff. We kind of run in a little bit different speeds. So we mainly do our long runs together. But the rest of, you know, the rest of the runs, we've been kind of doing it ourselves. But we just had our last run this past Sunday. We feel good. We feel ready. We're nervous, but we're good to go.
So what kind of, I mean, as you mentioned, you say you have a very busy schedule, understandably. What did you have to do to try to train for this kind of race compared to, let's say, some other races you've run and participated in?
So a little bit of my background. I started running because I've always been an athlete. So in high school and on, you know, all my grades, I've always done sports, but never, I was never in track. So running for me came more from doing tough mudders, like mud runs. So tough mudders, Spartan races, some more of the stuff that had a little bit of running, but also obstacle race, obstacles. And then from there, because I would do it with a group of friends, as that group got smaller, I was more inclining to doing long distance races. So 5Ks I started with, and half marathons, and then now marathons. This would be my third marathon overall. Just to get ready for this one, I wanted to be, you know, super ready, being like it's the biggest marathon in the world. I had to wake up really early to do some of my long, you know, some of my runs, some of my speed runs. I will go to the local track right down the road to do some of my speed training. And the long runs, I would just run all over the town. I would have to come up with like new paths so I wouldn't get bored. And there's only so much that you can, you know, run to. My biggest part of training was always, especially my long runs, was always running towards a place that I would always have to come back. So I would try not to loop around a lot, because then you tend to, to think, I'm kind of tired, or, I'm going to stop at my house or something. So I would always run far away as I could. So I would always have to come back the same way.
Absolutely, man. That's been a fantastic story. Just tell us more about, you mentioned you did, this will be your third marathon. What are the other two marathons you've run?
So I've done, my first marathon was Hawaii.
Okay.
That was a nice experience out there. That was actually, I actually had a great finish time in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And the training was pretty much like for New York, because it was also in the winter. It's actually in December. It was pretty much the same as New York. So that's why I'm pretty confident for this one. My second one was LA.
Okay.
LA, I actually ran for my sister. My sister passed away 3 years ago from COVID. She actually left behind a 16-year-old and a 3-year-old that was born with her having these complications. Pretty much her last thing that she did was give birth to him before being intubated and passed away later on. We love them. We try to get together as much as they actually come over pretty often to the house, in my parents' house, and they're doing great. And so I ran PCOS for my sister, which PCOS stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome, mm-hmm. which is something that I did not know that men can actually get it. Now it's not as often, but women, I believe it was like 1 out of 10 women in the world get this, and it makes it just harder for them to be able to have babies. They gain a lot of weight. They just have a lot of different. And every woman is different, but in my sister's case, having a baby was actually one of her complications towards that, and towards PCOS, and also gain a lot of weight. And so she would train with me to do tough mudders and 5Ks and stuff like that. So that was also a motivation for me to stay fit to be able to help her out with this as well.
You mentioned that you dedicated that race to her. How are you continuing to carry that legacy with her in mind as you're, you know, training for this and you're about to take part in this marathon?
Yes. So in this race, since I'm running for teachers and my sister here in this school, Greater Brunswick Charter School, she was her role here was a family coordinator. Mm-hmm. So in this school, we one of the biggest pride that I have from this school is that we're like a family school, mm-hmm. in the sense of like we try to help our families any way we can. And her role was pretty much to be able to coordinate, like, you know, she would help out if someone would need a bed. She would contact like the local, like Rutgers is one of the biggest schools around here. She would contact them. And if they had any twin beds or anything like that, she was able to always, you know, get anything that families needed, pretty much. And so like in her honor, I'm running this also as my parents. My mom is a math teacher in a local town next to us as well. It's always in her honor. And one of the biggest things that I do in her honor is she used to wear this cancer laces for her shoes. So what I do is any major or any run that I do, any competition that I do, I always lace up my sneakers with them. So I just bought new sneakers and, you know, I'll be changing them as soon as the race come. And, you know, I'll be running with those laces until as long as I'm running any race.
That is awesome. Of course, we're here talking here with Julio Perez. He, head custodian in New Brunswick, as he is running with TCS Teachers. They are taking part, of course, in the New York City Marathon this weekend. Julio. Of course, we're radio, so for people that I'm trying to paint the picture for them. Over your left shoulder are rows upon rows upon rows of medals. And you spoke to me just a moment ago that you use that to help motivate a lot of your own kids that you coach. Tell us more about those medals, but also, more importantly, tell us more about what you do coaching for the kids at the school.
So, the medals just... what I always try to do in my runs, I always try to ask for a second medal. And I always explain to them that I'm the head coach of our running club here. Being that it's a charter school, we don't really have we don't really get to compete with other schools. So what we have is like we train for a season, and at the end of the season, we have a 5K that we always get invited to. The 5K is Girls on the Run. Mm-hmm. So we take part of that run with Girls on the Run. And so I like to have the medals to kind of like, you know, inspire them, to let them know that, you know, that anything you're willing to do and put some hard work into it, you can achieve. And when they see these medals, especially like I have a few of the Girls on the Run ones here, they're like, oh, I want one, you know, so they train really hard to be able to succeed and finish this, you know, the 5K at the end of the season and, you know, and take pride of the time that they finish. Cause it's, you know, cause like I said, you know, pretty much anyone can compete and finish one, any of these things. But, you know, if you put time and effort into it, you will do better. And that's what I try to, you know, to push them to actually be, you know, to actually take pride on training and just doing the best they can.
Absolutely. I understand that another challenge that you faced in addition to the tragedy in your family, you also had a heart murmur as well. Is that correct?
As a child, I had a heart murmur.
Oh man.
Honestly, I haven't checked on it in like the last 5 years.
No.
5 years ago, I still had it.
Yeah.
According to the doctors, you know, it hasn't changed. It's the same, but they believe is the fact that, like, you know, I stay pretty fit, pretty active, that that he hasn't, you know, had any other complications out of what I've, you know, ever.
Yeah. I mean, considering some of the things you've gone through in life, you know, and you're trying to impart to some of your students and your runners, what do you tell them? What's your advice to them? You know, when you think back on what you've gone through, what do you try to tell them?
I try to tell them to always focus on the good things in their life. I mean, it's hard to always just think of the good things, but we just have to be thankful for everything we have. I try to tell them just focus on being the best you can. You're not gonna be the best, you know, at everything, but you could be the best. Just find what you're the best at and focus on that and try to just go for that. Towards the running, I tell them to just, you know, one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time, and as long as you put effort into it, and which is pretty much anything in life, just take one day at a time and put effort into it, and sooner or later, that, you know, whatever you put into it, it'll come out as a positive.
What are you looking forward to most on Sunday at the marathon?
Finishing. Okay. You know what? Seeing my family at the end.
Okay.
Because you know, they'll be there. They'll be there for me at the end, and finishing and being part of this whole community. Being part of like the teachers community. Actually, meeting some of these teachers. I haven't met any of them yet. So you know, meeting some of them, and you know, or all of them, and just running beside them, and you know, and running this marathon with 50,000 other people in the world that, you know, like are joining. And you know, it's New York. From what I hear, you know, it's loud, it pushes you, it gives you all this motivation to keep going. So even if I have friends that ran it, and they're saying even if you cramp, even if you're tired, all that motivation from the crowd, it keeps you going. So it's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely, man. Last question for you. What's your goals after this marathon? What do you plan to do next as far as running, coaching? What's next for you?
So coaching, just, you know, keep inspiring these kids, because as they move up in grades, they'll be out of here, but like, you know, and then I'll have new kids that I can inspire into staying healthy, just having a better healthy life. Towards me running as myself, I actually would like to, I also do triathlons. So my biggest inspirement is to finish an Ironman, which I want to be able to finish in the next 2 years. It's a lot of training, it's a lot more training than a marathon, but I also want to be able to finish, the six world, major marathons, to be able to say that I'm one of those, part of the six major, marathon runners. That's going to take a lot of work, because a lot of those marathons, you have to qualify into it. But you know, I'm willing to put the work in there, and, you know, and just, you know, become one of those, become part of that group.
Again, folks, talking with Julio Perez. He is going to be taking part in the New York City Marathon as a member of TCS Teachers. Julio, best of luck to you on Sunday. You're a tremendous story. You sound like a tremendous person as well. Really good. Best of luck to you on Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.